Thank you, Madam Chairperson. May I begin by congratulating you and Bureau members on their election and assure you of our support. We also thank Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan for her thoughtful remarks and would like to also commend the UN Secretariat for preparing useful documentation for this session. We align ourselves with the statement delivered by Tanzania on behalf of the G77 and China and have the following additional remarks in our national capacity. Madam Chairperson, our world today is faced with polycrisis geopolitically, economically, socially, and ecologically. The effects and manifestations of these crises are evident in terms of growing inequalities and environmental vulnerabilities. The cascading impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic on international trade and by extension to economies and societies have been adequately referenced, including by UNCTAD. The resulting global economic slowdown is both a cause and result of these crises, disrupting global supply chains, particularly in food and energy sector, and accelerating or driving up commodity prices and maritime transport costs. The changing climate now poses existential challenge to several countries, which are with unprecedented loss and damage. This summer, Pakistan bore the brunt of climate-induced catastrophe affecting 33 million and imposing an economic cost well over $30 billion. Even as these crises affect every country, it is the developing countries which are disproportionately impacted by them due not only to several exogenous shocks, but also because of the limitations imposed by the existing global economic and financial system. The persistence of exogenous shocks has exacerbated debt burdens of many developing countries, squeezing their fiscal space and shrinking their liquidity, thereby eroding hard-won development gains, undermining their national capacities to achieve SDGs, address externally driven climate-induced loss and damage, and make meaningful transition to low-carbon economy. Madam Chairperson, a fair and development-led global energy transition is central to an effective global response to reducing the emission of greenhouse gases. Yet, as UNCTAD report also notes, despite pledges and plans to help reduce carbon emissions from the energy sector, carbon emissions have in fact increased by 60% since 1992. And the impact of these changes on global climate and biodiversity systems are evident. More frequent and intense heat waves, droughts, flooding, and rise in sea levels. The COP27 decision over the weekend to establish a fund on addressing the climate-related loss and damage is a welcome step, and we look forward to its early operationalization. However, the achievement of 1.5 Celsius target will largely be dependent on scaling up and expanding renewable technologies market in developing countries, which should in any case be unencumbered by undue intellectual property barriers and also the non-tariff barriers. Madam Chairperson, the risks and uncertainties in global supply chains and increase in maritime costs are indeed alarming. If these short-term trends continue, the developing countries, which are already struggling to cope with the effects of supply chain management, are likely to see their national capacities to raise revenues dwindle further. During the 13th session of Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission, a number of delegations, including Pakistan, had highlighted the urgent need to bridge the annual $4 trillion investment gap in development assistance, including for climate action. I would like to briefly highlight four points in this connection. First, to enable the developing countries to navigate the global energy transition in a sustainable and just manner, provision of green technologies to developing countries, particularly in solar and wind energy sector, remains essential to accelerate their energy transition plans. Second, the market for renewable energy is set to grow significantly in terms of scale and diversity. The developing countries should be enabled to participate equitably in the trade in the renewable energy sector. It is critical to invest in value addition of energy-related commodity sector in developing countries to ensure that they are not merely the exporters of raw material for components required in renewable energy systems, nor should they remain net importers of renewable energy. Third, a dedicated international mechanism on technology development and transfer for the Global South is required to ensure that developing countries are also able to harness the benefits offered by advances in science and technology on equal footings with the developed world. A special emphasis needs to be placed towards supporting research and development and innovation ecosystems with a focus on value addition and commodity diversification. And fourth, it is important that trade routes, including the maritime transport, remain open and supply chain remain intact to prevent any further disruption of trade. In this regard, would like to commend the role being played by Secretary General UNCTAD in coordinating the UN Global Crisis Response Group on Food, Energy and Finance. I thank you.